time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 79, 70% chance tonight, a low around 70. I'm Darren Cogle reporting. Several counties in southern Illinois are at what the Illinois Department of Public Health is considering a medium or high community level for COVID-19 as a result of an uptick in the recent number of cases reported. Online reports showed Wayne County with 61 new cases within the past week and two hospitalizations. Marion County reported 109 new or probable cases and moved into the high community level and had 7 new hospitalizations within the past week. At the high level, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends wearing a well-fitting mask indoors in public, regardless of vaccination status, and considering other actions to reduce the potential for exposure. As of Saturday, 94 counties in the state were considered at a high or medium level, with 50 of the counties at a high level. The IDPH and CDC is urging people to get vaccinated if they haven't already and encourages parents to get children vaccinated, especially if they're under 5. The CDC recommended vaccines for that age group on June 18th. The IDPH reports nearly 85% of Illinois residents have gotten at least one shot, and nearly 77% of those people are fully vaccinated. As of yesterday morning, 3,496,014 cases have been reported in the state, and 34,257 deaths. More news after this break.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the world, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
Ricky, there have been generations of fans growing up on St. Louis Cardinals baseball.
That's right, John. And for many, they grew up listening and learning about the Cardinals on the radio.
We get asked all the time why the Cardinals continue to draw fans from so many different states. And the answer is easy. The power of the radio network.
Fans are listening to Cardinals baseball all over the Midwest. And the tradition continues.
Join us all season long for St. Louis Cardinals baseball.
Here on 105.9 WOKZ Fairfield.
The Fairfield Grade School District 112 will conduct registration for all students in pre-kindergarten through 8th grade this Tuesday. That'll be in the new cafeteria at Northside Grade School and not at Center Street School. This is a change from previous years. You're asked to enter through the north door on the new addition. Signs will be posted. Hours of registration will be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. All students must register prior to the beginning of school. Horizon Healthcare will be on site to provide school and or sports physicals at no cost. No appointments necessary, but a parent does need to be present with the student. For pre-K students, proof of household income is required at registration. That's required by the state. The 2022-2023 registration fees for grades K through 8 will be $40, with an additional $20 technology fee for 4th through 8th grades. Registration fees must be paid at the time of registration. Every child entering school for the first time and those entering 6th grade must present proof of a physical. Students will not be allowed to begin classes until a physical is complete. Children entering grades kindergarten, 2nd and 6th must present proof of a dental exam. Kindergarten students and those entering school for the first time, kindergarten and older, must present proof of an eye exam. School will open August 12th with a 1 p.m. dismissal. The first day for pre-K students will be Wednesday, August 17th. Buses will run on a temporary schedule the first week. Children who are not eligible to ride the bus can do so by paying an $80 fee for the first child and $40 for each additional child. Transportation fees must be paid before bus service begins. More information regarding the first days of school and meal prices available at registration. Parents and guardians of new students and those that have moved will be required to sign a verification of residence statement when registering a student. Proof of residence will be required, such as a driver's license, utility bill, telephone bill, real estate tax form or a monthly statement. The verification of residence statement will assure school officials that the child and their legal guardian legally reside within the boundaries of Fairfield Public School District 112. The statement will also inform the legal guardian that falsification or misstatement of residence will result in a tuition and penalty fee. The 2022-2023 tuition fees, as established by the Illinois State Board of Education for the district, will be a maximum of $9,501.68. Supply lists for both schools will be available at registration. Preschool screenings will be conducted September 14th through 16th at Northside School. Staff will be available to schedule appointments for those screenings and registration. Registration for the upcoming school year for students in the Jasper Grade School District will be held Monday from noon to 6 p.m. Children will be eligible to attend school this year if they'll be 5 years of age on or before September 1st. Proof of residency in the Jasper District will be required to register. Parents of kindergarten and new students should bring a certified copy of their child's birth certificate and immunization records. Fees for the school year will be $40, payable at registration. First day of school for students for the upcoming year will be August 13th. Area river stages as of this morning, Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 14.08 feet, flood stage of 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 7.15 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmine, the river is at 11.85 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Still at Fort Wayne City at 5.01 feet, flood stage 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 4.4 feet, flood stage 19 feet. The chances for rain are in the forecast through early Monday. In other news, Illinois Department of Corrections Director Rob Jeffries says the Vandalia Correctional Center is not closing, nor has it been considered for closure. According to a memo released this past Wednesday, Jeffries said he wrote the memo to, quote, dispel some false information that's being spread throughout the state, and specifically the Vandalia Correctional Center. Jeffries went on to say, quote, I want to dispel some false information that is being spread throughout the state, and specifically at Vandalia Correctional Center. The Vandalia Correctional Center is not closing, nor was it being considered for closure, unquote. The proposed consolidation plan of the Vandalia Correctional Center would allow the department to efficiently operate the facility and better serve the population by moving the staff and population to the newer units on the grounds of Vandalia. The plan would not have resulted in layoffs or geographical transfers. All employees at Vandalia would continue working at Vandalia. There were also no plans to demolish any buildings at Vandalia. Instead, they're exploring alternative uses for some of the units that would have been consolidated within the facility. When the consolidation conversion overview was shared back on February 10th of this year, Vandalia's population was listed at 525 inmates, and as of today, the population is 458. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is accepting offers for more than 3.1 million acres from agricultural producers and private landowners through this year's Conservation Reserve Program grassland sign-up, the highest in history. The sign-up's results include 550 acres in Illinois. The program allows producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while protecting grasslands and promoting plant and animal biodiversity and conservation, and as part of the Biden-Harris administration's broader effort to address climate change and to conserve natural resources. Producers can still make an offer to participate in CRP through the continuous CRP sign-up, which is ongoing, by contacting the FSA at their local USDA service center. Those interested in becoming a hunter for the fall 2022 deer season in Illinois can submit an application to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources from youth shotgun and youth and adult archery hunters for deer hunting on private land through the Illinois Recreational Access Program. The IDNR says it has leased over 16,400 acres of private land for the fall 2022 deer season through IRAP, creating 380 public access deer hunting sites in 42 counties. Sites are available during the youth shotgun period in October and for archery deer hunting during the entire month of October and the latter half of December. There is no cost to participants. Deer hunting applications through IRAP are accepted online only and must be submitted by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 10th. According to IDNR, deer hunting on IRAP leased property is offered during the following 2022 hunting periods: youth shotgun, October 8th through 10th, youth and adult archery, period 1, October 1st through 15th, period 2, October 16th through 31st, and period 3, December 16th through 31st. For more information, you can go to dnr.irap@illinois.gov. U.S. and Canadian Ag Tractor monthly unit sales in June 2022 fell, while harvester sales grew in both countries, that according to the latest data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. U.S. total farm tractor sales fell 8.2% for the month of June compared to 2021, while U.S. self-propelled combine sales for the month grew 25.3% to 629 units sold. The 100-plus horsepower two-wheel drive tractor segment was the only one in the black for the fourth month in a row, up 9.6%, indicating continued demand in row crop agriculture. Mid-range tractors between 40 and 100 horsepower fell 7.2%, and the sub-40 horsepower segment was down 10.2%. Four-wheel drive tractors finished the month down only 3%. Total farm tractor sales are down 13.4%, while combine harvester unit sales improved, now down only 5.5% in the year. The full report can be found in the market data section of the AEM website under Ag Tractor and Combine Reports. Over $58 million in improvements are being made to the state fairgrounds in Springfield. An update from State Fair Manager Rebecca Clark.
One of the things that I hope that especially our exhibitors reference when they get in is that we're really repaving a lot of the roads, you know, especially there around some of those barns that are heavily utilized, especially when you've got your trailers and you're dropping off your livestock. You know, we really hope that you're noticing that we're really taking the time to improve those roads, really digging down deep and making a real thick, you know, foundation so that we're not redoing this hopefully year after year. But, you know, when you have heavy traffic going on roads frequently like we do here at the Illinois State Fair, you know, it's just a matter of time before they get a little beaten up. So we're really glad to be making those improvements ahead of the fair, and I hope our exhibitors really appreciate that. You know, another thing that we're really doing is looking at some of the roofs, repairing some of the roofs along the building. And after the fair, we're going to get started on phase two of the Coliseum project, which will we'll put in heating and air conditioning in that facility and make it a 365-year facility, which is really exciting for this crown jewel on the main campus here.
Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White is reminding the public to be wary of scam emails and texts purporting to be from his office. Kim Howard has more.
There's a new version of fake messages going around, says Secretary of State spokesperson Henry Haupt.
It's from Illinois DMV, and the text says, due to increased fuel prices, State of Illinois has initiated rebate payments of $1,500 per vehicle. Check eligibility. This is a scam. Do not click on the link.
Haupt says they would like people to take a screenshot of the text or email and send it to scamalert@ilsos.gov for investigation. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wainwright County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield. To remind you that geothermal is the most energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home. If you're a Wainwright Electric customer and you install geothermal in your home, you could receive a $1,500 incentive rebate check from Wainwright. Learn more about this rebate at WainwrightCoop.com. Here's what's going on. Mount Airy's Farmers Market will take place each Tuesday from June through September.
The farmers market will be open Tuesdays from 8 a.m. until noon at the Mount Erie Ruritan Pavilion. They'll have honey, produce, crafts, fresh eggs, and more. Entry is free. For more information, call 919-2575 or 217-508-0242.
Area Deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 84-year-old Flora resident James Bernard Joseph Jones died Sunday morning, July 10th. A graveside funeral ceremony will be held at 2:30 this afternoon at Oddfellow Cemetery in Xenia. Visitation from 1 until 2 p.m. today at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 88-year-old Margaret Ruth Camden died July 9th. Graveside funeral services will be at 1:30 this afternoon at the IOOF Cemetery in McLeansboro. A public visitation will be held prior to the graveside service from noon to 1 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 66-year-old McLeansboro resident Gregory Wayne Vopple died Wednesday. Funeral services will be at 2 p.m. today at the First General Baptist Church, burial in Brush Harbor Cemetery in McLeansboro. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet in Mount Vernon has all your flooring needs. They have a large selection in stock and always give great service. Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet certificates are available on the Big Deal Store.
Here's your sports update. Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals beat Cincinnati 11-3. New York Mets beat the Chicago Cubs in a doubleheader, winning the first game 2-1 in 11 innings and winning the second game 4-3 in 10 innings. Minnesota beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3 in 10 innings. Toronto edged Kansas City 6-5. Colorado shut out Pittsburgh 2-0. Washington lost to Atlanta 6-3. Seattle beat Texas in 10 innings, 3-2. Baltimore beat Tampa Bay in 11 innings, 6-4. Cleveland shut out Detroit 10-0. Houston over Oakland 5-0. Philadelphia over Miami 10-0. The Yankees beat Boston 14-1. San Francisco over Milwaukee 2-1. San Diego over Arizona 4-3. And the Dodgers beat the LA Angels 7-1. WNBA, Chicago over Dallas 89-81. NASCAR racing Saturday, the Xfinity Series at New Hampshire. Justin Allgaier the winner, Trevor Bayne second, and Landon Castle third. Cup Series races today at 2 p.m. on the USA Network. Martin Truex Jr. on the pole. Major League Baseball scheduled today. The Cardinals finish out their series with Cincinnati today, heading into the All-Star break. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9, coverage beginning at 12:20 this afternoon. The New York Mets are up at Wrigley Field in Chicago today. The White Sox are at Minnesota. Kansas City is at Toronto. Atlanta at Washington. Boston at the New York Yankees. Baltimore at Tampa Bay. Detroit at Cleveland. Philadelphia at Miami. The Oakland A's at Houston. Seattle's at Texas. Pittsburgh at Colorado. Milwaukee at San Francisco. And the late game today, starting at 3:10 p.m., Arizona at San Diego. That's your sports update.
Miles Michaelis yesterday at Busch Stadium gave up a home run to the first batter he faced, Jonathan India, who led off the game with a homer for the seventh time in his young career. But the Cardinals answered with two runs in the bottom of the first, as Nick Lodolo, who beat the Cardinals in April, was wild. He hit a batter and walked three in the two-run inning. Then the Cardinals scored three times in the second, highlighted by Paul Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt swings, and he hits a drive. Deep left center field to the draft of the wall. And it's another career home run, number 300 for Paul Goldschmidt. The Cardinals got two more in the third, a run in the seventh, and a three-run homer from Lars Nootbaar in the eighth inning, beating the Cincinnati Reds 11-3. Miles Michaelis went 7 to pick up the win. He's 7-7, beating Lodolo, who's 2-3. The Cardinals go for the series sweep today, and we're on the air at Busch Stadium at 12:20. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history.
For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Fairfield, airy weather, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 79, a 70% chance of showers and storms tonight, a low of 70. Monday, partly sunny, slight chance of morning showers, a high of 85. Sunny Tuesday, a high of 90. Sunny Wednesday, a high of 94. Sunny Thursday, a high of 89. And sunny Friday, a high of 92. So far today, 0.6 of an inch of rain, 0.7 yesterday. Present Fairfield temperature, 73.